This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
That was also the best 9.5 rebound effort I've ever seen in my life.
From?
Jonathan Kuminga.
Solid.
Like, again, is that 5 boards or more in all of the games?
I believe so, yeah.
Did it anywhere he's had less than 5?
I don't think he had 5 versus Denver, but I might be wrong.
Okay. And again, what I'm looking at when I watch Jonathan Kuminga play basketball, there's a piece of 9 points that, in a game like that, I love even more than if he were to go out there and score 19. And the reason is you're continuing to watch him make good decisions. This is all anybody ever wanted. That bounce pass to Curry last night, I mean, it's just, dude, he looks fantastic. He looks fantastic even when the numbers don't suggested. And so I wanted to throw this out because I hear people flirting with it and nobody wants to go there because they're kind of, I think everyone's sort of like either scared of what the reaction's going to be or they just don't have the energy to get into the battle. But I want to throw it out there and see what you think. And 888-957-9570, let's hear you. The way Kuminga's playing this year, did he finally just start doing what the Warriors asked him to do? Or has this been there all along and he just needed the opportunity? How do you see it?
Probably a little bit of both.
Okay.
And I do think that it's been there all along. And I also think that there have been times where he's done things that aren't incorporated with what they want to do. And he's gotten a little bit more of a quick hook. And I think now that you're not getting the same quick hook and he's got the contract, and I think he's playing more often like they want him to play, and so they're giving him a little bit more of a leash to go out there and play the way they want him to play. And you're not, right now, game 5, you're not in a championship window. And you might be game 65, but right now, 5 games in, you can go ahead and let him play through mistakes. And last night, offensively, he had some plays where you were like, ooh, that's the old JK. Like, a couple of plays where you would have liked him to make a different choice, but who cares? It's game 5, and you were up, and you were in control almost the whole way. And so it's much more allowable. And you got to last year, you got to April, and he got back off the ankle, and he had Jimmy Butler, and he was doing things that you didn't want him to do, and he was not making the plays that you want him to make. And it's like, we have no tolerance. It's game 82. Yeah. We need to beat the Clippers, and we need to go in the playoffs and win these games. And so now you can be a little bit more lenient with mistakes, and I did think that last night might have been his worst of the 5 games. Oh, it was still a good game.
Yeah, I did.
But I don't, I mean, whatever. If you want to like rate the 5 games that he's played, it doesn't even matter. My point is not to denigrate what he did. My point is to say that what they're doing early in the year, they're allowing people to go out there and do things that are, you know, explorational in in their nature.
See, I see it a little bit differently because to me, like the whole idea of allowing them to go make mistakes, I don't see that many mistakes. I really don't. I did in the first half of game one. I did in the first, and Steve Kerr spoke about it. And he said that Jonathan, well, all he wanted to see was that Jonathan knew that that was not the way to go. And he talked about how Jonathan had a very, very poor shot selection a couple of times and then immediately waved over at Steve. Like, I got it. I know I messed that up. On we go. And that's the kind of thing that an organization, to me, is looking for. It's not that you're intolerant to mistakes. It's intolerant to the idea of mistakes when the person doesn't even know the mistakes that they're making. No one has time for that in any business. That's why you don't see 21-year-old show hosts in a business that everybody wants the younger listener. Why don't we just put young people on the air? They don't even know the mistakes they're making. They don't even know. It's any business. And so that, to me, yes, you're right. It's early in the season and all of that. But if it wasn't, he would still be out there because he's not making that many mistakes. And when he does, he knows the mistake that he made. So that's fine. Everyone does it. Gosh, Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler turn the ball over. Yep. It's not like you're not allowed to make mistakes. It's that you have to, A, you have to be willing to do what your, in this case, employer wants you to do and your coworkers want you to do. You have to be willing to do it. And then when you do it wrong, you have to know where you messed up so that you can get better, right? Doesn't everybody say that? You don't want people making the same mistake 2, 3, 4, 5 times.
Right.
That's what I see. But I also think that Jonathan Kuminga has, it's almost become like politics. If you are a Democrat, you think Fox News lies. And if you're a Republican, you think CNN lies. And you might all be right. I have no idea. But, because I don't even watch that stuff anymore. But that's kind of the point. I would really love to dig in to what it is that people on both sides of the aisle think has taken place here. And I would love the middle ground to be, I see a player who has clearly grown into the other aspects of his game that the organization has been asking him to do. It's literally what he said with his words last night after that victory. But he deserves the credit for that. Like, he's still only 22, 23 years old, so he deserves the credit for that. But, for instance, when I threw this out there, the first thing that comes in on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, 510, JK has been that guy. Kerr tried to ruin him, but now we'll try to take credit for him. If I'm JK, I still want to leave.
Okay.
All right. Like, again,
I mean, he's allowed to want to leave, but they have him for this year and next year if they want.
Correct.
With a team option. And, you know, Steve Kerr ruining him, I don't think that that's 100% fair. I do think that Steve Kerr and the coaching staff did some sort of a disservice to him by not giving him consistent run, but they did that in the idea that they wanted to actually go out there and win games and win championships. And so it's a two-way street where, you know, you win a title his rookie year, and yeah, you're a rookie, and that's fine, you win the chip, and then the next year you're chasing it, and the year after you're chasing it, and then last year, you know, he got hurt, and so he didn't have that same run-up to where he could actually get that. And I do think that they gave him a certain amount of good faith with the contract this year. They could have just said, all right, qualifying offer. Yeah, go play on that. Play for 7.9, and we will treat you like a 10th man.
It's never going to happen.
No, but they could have. To the point of the texter, if they really wanted to, like, keep him down, they could have done that and said, all right, you play on the QO, and we're going to treat you like Guy Santos. We're going to give you Guy minutes, and we're going to give you, like, 6 to 8 minutes a game, and you'll get no time, and this and that. But they didn't think of him in that vein, so I don't believe that what the texter is saying is fair. I do think that there's a lot of push and pull in what the journey has been. You're not on a team that's terrible. So when you're on a good team as a developing player, you don't get 30 minutes a night guaranteed.
No, I just love the mere idea that players don't have to play the way a coach and, by the way, his teammates want him to play. Like, if you don't hear that this isn't just coming from Kerr, if you don't hear what these players, these Hall of Fame players, are saying after every game, I don't know where else to look. That's the good stuff. is those guys talking about how Jonathan has come back this year. Draymond said it the other night and is now making winning plays. Winning plays. Not cooking, okay? Not filling up his stat sheet. Making winning plays. That's all they've been asking. It's really not that complex. And Jonathan deserves a ton of credit for spending, as he put it, a lot of time this offseason focusing on those things. And now you can see it. I mean, the mere idea of Steve Kerr trying to ruin a player on his team is just a ridiculous idea. Why would any coach effectively go out with some sort of a vendetta and willfully try to ruin a player? JK has not been, as he puts it, that guy. He's not. He has not been a rebounder in his career. He has not. Go look up the numbers. Even in the minutes he's played, he has not been a rebounder. He is this year. He is this year. And then last night, those were his words. I'm focusing on chasing every single rebound. And I don't know about you all, but when I watch the Warriors play, you can see it. You can see his effort getting ramped up on all areas of the basketball floor. This is going to be the thing that makes the Warriors a real contender this year. So it's very exciting. And he deserves a ton of credit for it. But also, yeah, that's what the Warriors have been asking for a long time.
Right, and I don't know why it's coming now. I do think that it's partly the contract, and it's also partly the fact that he's now playing with Jimmy and Steph and Draymond in full. But, you know, if you're Jonathan Kuminga and you do have that big contract now, it's not huge, a long 9-figure deal, but it's a good deal. And now you have a chance to just go out there and play, and you play a role, and he's getting minutes, and he's starting, and he definitely has much more, I think, of a crystallized, clear, firm role of, yep, like, this is what we want, and this is what you can do, and go out there and do it.
Steph Curry last night on Kuminga and how he's impacting the game other than scoring.
He's going to get a lot of assignments on ball for the, you know, other team's top scorer type vibes of the night on James. James had a big first half, but I felt like he had to work for a lot of it. He got to the foul line a good amount, but, you know, every possession. He had bodies on him, and JK was, you know, again, just trying to force him into a crowd and use his athleticism and strength. And, you know, we need that point of attack defender, you know, out there to take on that challenge, and he's been doing a great job of that. The scoring, whether it's there or not, you still have an impact on winning by doing the little things.
James Harden and Kawhi Leonard last night combined to go 13 of 32 from the field, only combined for 38 total points, and their team only scored 79. Jonathan Kuminga had a huge hand in that,
yeah,
even though he only scored 9 points.
In the first half, certainly, I mean, and James was, you know, getting to the foul line, and, you know, Kawhi was not sharp. They missed a lot of easy shots, and I'm going through every shot attempt right now the Clippers took, and there were so many shots that they had that were open shots that they missed, and so, yeah, you'll take it. It's not necessarily like, oh boy, the D, they locked him down. The D was good, and especially Quentin Post. There was a lot of Quentin, yep, Post, like, down low where he played good, solid defense, but the Clippers missed a bunch of open shots, but I do think the part that you're talking about, especially with James Harden, where Kuminga made it a little bit tougher on him when he was the primary defender. And, you know, Harden got to the foul line, and that's fine. But in the second half, they totally took him out of the game. And in the third quarter, they took the game over.
Jimmy Butler at the podium last night was asked to what level he's taken Kuminga under his wing.
There are so many people that are in his corner. I'm one of them. There's so many other individuals in this organization, on this team, on the coaching staff as well, that want him to be great. And it's okay to make mistakes. You just got to listen. You know, sometimes it may not always come off the way that you want it to, but I tell him, I promise, it's in good faith. Like, nobody's just yelling at you to yell at you. And he's happy. He's joyful. He knows that he's playing at a high level. He knows that everybody wants him to continue to do that. And I'm just here to make sure that he stays level-headed.
Whew. That's a big one.
Yeah.
I think I might want to play that again. Because do you hear what Jimmy is saying? You just have to listen. Listen. Even though it may not sound like what you want it to sound like, you have to listen and understand that those people who are talking to you are actually on your side. And then he says, Jonathan's happy. There's joy. That's a game changer. Listen to this again.
There are so many people that are in his corner. I'm one of them. There's so many other individuals in this organization, on this team, on the coaching staff as well, that want him to be great. And it's okay to make mistakes. You just got to listen. You know, sometimes it may not always come off the way that you want it to, but I tell him, I promise, it's in good faith. Like, nobody's just yelling at you to yell at you. And he's happy. He's joyful. He knows that he's playing at a high level. He knows that everybody wants him to continue to do that. And I'm just here to make sure that he stays level.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
That's a big one.
He's joyful.
That is a big 32 seconds from Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. I mean, basically, Jonathan is doing what he's supposed to do, and he's joyful. And, you know, we're not yelling at him just to yell at him. We're trying to help him, and he knows that. And so he's taking it in the right way, and he's getting better. And he's doing the things that they need him to do and things that he actually wants to do.
That's why I'm so excited about this 4-1 start. It's not like, I mean, the ebb and flow of a record.
Yeah.
Right? You're 4-1. I mean, some people are like, oh, well, why'd they look so crappy in Portland? Well, some of us want to, like, flick that one off because, right, 3 games, 4 nights, road trip. Al Horford's not playing all of a sudden. The guys look tired. They played in overtime the night before. Yeah, you can do that. Or you can be like, no, they need to look good every night. The ebb and flow of the record is one thing. My excitement is due to the fact that if you dive deep on the puzzle pieces, this team has it. They have more stuff. Steph and Jimmy don't look exhausted. They don't have to play 35 minutes and do this all by themselves. The younger players came back with another pitch, almost all of them, and more players are coming. This is depth. This fits. This is going to be a problem for other teams around the West.
Even when you get to spots where you might miss a guy or two guys, sure, or three guys, the depth, like you're talking about, like the whole idea of different pitches. And I look at Quentin Post last night where he played a lot of minutes and he played great defense. He was able to be a little bit of a rim protector and he was able to, you know, cause trouble for guys going to the basket and contain Zubats a little bit. And so, yeah, it's another piece, and like you talk about, another pitch where, again, Steph didn't have to have 34 for you to get a win. You had Steph, you had Jimmy, you had contributions from many of the people, and ultimately the defense is what won that game.
GPD is on the line. Let's go to Graham, Paul, Daddy, and Hayward. Hey, GPD, thanks for the call.
Hey, well, thank you guys, man. You always make my day. I love listening to all you guys, everybody.
Appreciate you, GPD.
Listen, I appreciate you too. You know, you guys are just like really hitting it all in the head from both sides, Dibs and you. You know what it really boils down to? And I use this example to everybody. Man, anybody that has a job, if you got skills and you feel undervalued, and you feel you're not getting paid enough, you're not going to do the work as hard. when you start getting recognized and you start doing and people pay you, you're gonna work harder. I'm telling you, it has everything to do with him getting the bag. He's been sitting there for 4 years, and they've been Curry, and like you said, Mark, they're not there to not make you better. Steve Kerr doesn't have a vendetta to bring you down. He wants you to excel. Everybody wants, when you're a boss, when you're a jefe, you want your guys to be better always. But if they don't listen, and then you say, look, man, get on the sideline, man. Dude, you're not listening. You a youngster, you're not listening. And then Jimmy, he's worth his money in gold.
Yep.
It's that wisdom of taking the youngster, because you always don't want to hear it from your mom or your dad. But when one of your peers or someone tells you, hey, check this out, bro. Let me tell you, man, we got your back. You just ain't listening. Look, just listen, and you will be better. We're not yelling at you for nothing. We yell at you because we love you. We see your potential. You can do this. And then you pay him? Look at him. Now he's rebounding. Dude, they've been telling him to do that all along. He just wasn't doing it because he thought that, oh, you don't like me and blah, blah, blah. And you were right. Jimmy just came in, and then Kuminga was injured. And then when Kuminga got off of the injury, they didn't have no time to bring him in and give him a little bit of rope so he can make a mistake. Now we fresh in the season. We fresh with everybody. Dude, it's the sky's the limit now, baby. Bang, bang, Warrior game.
Yes, sir.
Grandpa Daddy.
DPD, that's well done. Bang, bang, Warrior game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
that, I think that fits for Jimmy and Kuminga too. Like, yep, they both got the bag, and they both have that sense of like, okay, you're here now. This is what we need from both of you. So now go out there and do it. And Jimmy's bag is bigger than Jonathan's, but Jonathan's 22, 23. And so, yeah, come out here. And if you want the next bag, Jonathan, then go do this like 75 times and it'll be there.
Well, and I wonder if he realizes that the league, if it were based on these five games, would immediately pay him that 35 or whatever it was he wanted per year. If you were just going to spotlight these five games, like, the league is not stupid. Not all of the general managers. There's not like 30, 32 stupid general managers. They are looking at, like, there's a reason. Part of it was, I understand, it was a year where there wasn't a lot of cap space.
Yeah.
But nobody in the league thought that Jonathan was worth 5 years and $150, $60 million. Nobody thought that. I bet they would if you only showed them these five games. So he is going to make more. He is now going to be more valued around the league if he continues to play this way. But you have to trust. You have to put your trust, your faith in other people in order to achieve that. And I get that that's hard. That's hard for a lot of people. I think that's what's at the core of all this. I think Jonathan was like, I don't trust you. I need to score 25 a night. And the Warriors and Steve Kerr are like, you don't. You don't. You need to rebound. And he's like, no, I don't. I need to score.
Right.
And this went on for 3 years.
But when you have Jimmy and Draymond and Steph, and now you have minutes too, and yep, you can have an actual body of work where it's working for you and it's working for the team. Now you can get that confidence of like, yeah, this is what they want. And this is what I want. I'm playing a lot and we're winning. So it becomes kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.